It has become increasingly dangerous to be homeless in Los Angeles. 1% of the city's population lives on the streets or in shelters. That's 1%. But last year, the homeless made up about 17% of LA's homicide victims. Reporter Anna Scott from member station KCRW explains why.
When Edna Contreras' younger brother was killed, she remembers seeing it in the local news.
It said a homeless man was found on the sidewalk. He had a name.
His name was Fred Joseph Contreras Jr., or Freddie. He loved Dodgers baseball. He was a father and a grandfather, and according to the LA Police Department's latest numbers, one of the city's 42 unhoused homicide victims in 2019. His body was found outside a post office early one morning in March. The medical examiner ruled the cause of death blunt head trauma.
My brother was a good person. He was 49. We all belong to somebody, you know. Everybody's somebody's mother, somebody's daughter, somebody's sister.
These are the most vulnerable people in our city to be victimized by crime.
Donald Graham is a commander with the LAPD who oversees policies around homelessness. In about two-thirds of the homicides with homeless victims in 2019, the suspects were also homeless. Living outdoors doesn't make people violent, Graham says, but if someone has violent tendencies, it can exacerbate that. And often, the easiest target is another homeless person.
In many of these circumstances, everyone involved here is suffering from at least a minor form of PTSD because of their state of homelessness. And so when there is a fight over territory or a fight over property, all of that becomes so magnified. And so that's what our detectives are seeing out there.
And the homicide numbers keep getting worse. In 2016, it was 22 homeless victims. In 2017, it was 29 homeless people. In 2018, the number was 39 before hitting 42 homeless homicide victims in 2019. That increase, Graham says, goes hand in hand with an overall increase in homelessness.
Yeah, it's frustrating. I've been on the department now for 24 years, and there's always been a fairly logical police solution to the issues that we come across. The ultimate solution to the homeless population's safety is to house them.
For far too long, we hear about these homeless deaths in Los Angeles that keep going up and up every year.
December 21st marked National Homeless Persons Memorial Day, with vigils for everyone who died without housing during the year, not just homicide victims. This event at LA's Echo Park Lake near downtown was put together by a couple of local groups, including the SELA Neighborhood Homeless Coalition. One of the co-founders is Darius Derrickshawn.
We're mainly just non-professionals, regular neighbors who've come together and try to find ways to help our fellow unhoused neighbors.
Two volunteers hold a banner with the names of 18 people who lived on the streets around here and died in 2019, including at least one homicide victim.
Freddie Contreras Jr., just take a moment in silence.
Freddie's sister, Edna, is standing nearby. She says they grew up in this neighborhood, and their dad once made them release a pet turtle into the same lake that's in front of us now.
My dad was like, you have to let him go. He needs to go and be free in the lake so he can grow bigger. And my brother didn't want to let the turtle go.
Some of the vigil's organizers are placing candlelit lanterns into the lake. Edna watches them set off the one honoring her brother.
I miss him so much. Every day. Every day.
Instead of floating away, the little square lanterns cluster at the edge of the water. They represent a fraction of the city's homeless homicide victims, and an even smaller fraction of the 1,000 people throughout LA County who died homeless in 2019. For NPR News, I'm Anna Scott in Los Angeles.